So Maurice has come in by profession of faith. Where's Maurice? Oh, Maurice is right there. So if you would stand in support of your wife. And where is Nicholas? Also stand in support. Okay, very good. He's taking pictures. All right. He's got us. He's ahead of us. Okay. And Robin has written something. First, I'll read what Maurice gave us, and that is Philippians 4:8, favorite scripture. He said, great seminar. I am thankful for my family and the members of the church and God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit is what Maurice shares with us. By the way, Philippians 4:8, it says, whatever things are true or lovely or good report, think on these things. Can't quote it directly, but that's a powerful scripture. Amen. Okay, then Robin writes, I'm thankful Jesus loved me enough to die for my sins. Because of him, I am forgiven and alive today. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Dear Robin, because of your love for Jesus, and because your desire to walk hand in hand with Jesus, it is my joy and privilege to baptize you today in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Just wait.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, the next one is Kennedy. And if their loved ones would stand, all those, all right. Got mother and sister and brother-in-law, no, brother, and his wife or friend. Okay, very good. So hold on, I've got Kennedy here. It's exciting, isn't it? Okay. Kennedy has Psalms 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And Psalms 119, verse 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee.
Amen. Amen.
Dear Kennedy, because at your young age you decided to follow Jesus, and because of your great love for him, and more than that, because of his great love for you, it is my joy to baptize you today in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Take me to the water to be baptized. Bury me with Jesus, the crucified. Plunge me in the fountain that I may rise with open eyes. Take me to the water to be baptized.
Keep playing.
Okay, now we have David and Carla. I have something here from David, and I know I have Carla somewhere here. So David says in Jude 21, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Carla has Psalms 119, 10 and 11. With my whole heart, I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. Dear Carla, because you made this commitment to Jesus today, it is my great joy to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 What a joy and blessing to be baptized as a testimony of a work inside. Jesus' blood has cleansed me, and to new life he bids me rise. I've come to the water to be baptized.
David, what a privilege it is for your wife and you be baptized together today. It is my joy, and the whole heaven is rejoicing over this as well. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I baptize you tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Take me to the water to be baptized. Bury me with Jesus, the crucified. Plunge me in the fountain that I may rise with open eyes. Take me to the water to be baptized.
Debbie is being rebaptized. Any loved ones here? I believe her husband's here. If you would stand, show support. Praise the Lord. They've come so faithfully to the meetings. Debbie says, I have learned many more things and truths that I didn't fully understand and feel the need to recommit my life to Jesus. And favorite scripture is Revelation 21:4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, nor neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. Praise the Lord, Debbie.
Dear Debbie, because of your faith in Jesus and because of his great sacrifice, you and your husband and myself and Jim and every single one of here have hope. Amen. And we are celebrating today by baptizing you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. God bless you. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. Lose all their guilty stains. Lose all their guilty stains. And sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains.
Praise the Lord. This is the Everett family. Everybody say, welcome, Everett family.
Welcome, Everett family.
Now just take a good look at that. That's the way it ought to be. Amen.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I praise the Lord for these young people, teenagers, wanting to take a stand for Jesus Christ. And maybe there's some more young people that haven't made a decision yet. Here's an example to follow. Amen. And Daddy here, Timothy, writes verse Isaiah 6, verse 3. And Isaiah 6, verse 3, I believe, isn't that send me? I think that's scripture in there. Anyway, it's Isaiah 6, verse 3. I didn't bring a Bible up here, but I'm going to read it. Can somebody open to Isaiah 6, verse 3 for me? Okay, very good.
This is their night. We're not going to rush it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
They put a scripture they want, and we're going to read it. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Amen to that.
That's Amen. What.
And Timothy says, I have never been baptized, and I would like to thank the church and Mark Fox for helping me, guiding me to my decision. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then Shanna, mom here, Shanna says, I have searched many years and prayed diligently to find a place that God wants me and my family to be. And after the very first time I attended this church and met everyone, God put it in my heart that this is the place. The Holy Spirit led me and my family and is still leading us. Amen. Praise Amen. The Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise Amen. The Lord.
And did you submit any card? Do you want to say something? Okay, I'll say something for you. All right. Since Tim Jr. demonstrated for everybody the baptism, we'll have him go first in the family. Tim, Paul the Apostle said, let no one despise your youth. He will use you in a powerful way. Trust the Lord. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
All right.
God bless you, brother.
The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. And there may I, the vile as he, wash all my sins away. Wash all my sins away. Wash all my sins away. And there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away.
Alina said, I didn't write anything on the card. I said, do you want to say something? No, I'll say something for her. The whole heaven is rejoicing over this, Alina. Amen. And we are rejoicing with you. And because of your love for Jesus, and because of your great smile, because the whole heaven is smiling tonight, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thou dying Lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power. Till all the ransomed church of God are saved to sin no more. Are saved to sin no more. Are saved to sin no more. Till all the ransomed church of God are saved to sin no more.
Shanna, God entrusted you and Tim with the greatest treasure you could have received in this world. That's your beautiful children. As you lead them, as you guide them, the Lord will teach you and guide you as well. Trust him every moment. It is my great joy to baptize you tonight in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Fair saints, by faith I saw the stream thy flowing wounds supply. Redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die. And shall be till I die. And shall be till I die. Redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die.
Tim, the Lord entrusted you with leadership of this family. He's your guide. He's the head of the church. He's also your head. He commended you and me and every single father here and every single man to love our families and sacrifice for our families just as Jesus sacrificed for his church. So it is my joy, and it is the joy in heaven tonight as we are witnessing your baptism. It's in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that we baptize you tonight.
Lord, I believe thou hast prepared, unworthy though I be, for me a blood-bought free reward, a golden harp for me, a golden harp for me, a golden harp for me. For me a blood-bought free reward, a golden harp for me.
Praise the Lord. Tressa is here, and our daughter is here. If she would stand and support, her daughter is here. If she could stand, go ahead and stand, her daughter. And more family right here. Praise the Lord.
Mark.
Praise the Lord. You have.
That's my husband.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Pastor Fox, Daryl is her husband.
Yes, I know.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And wow, it's nice to have this support for you. I've asked each of the candidates to just write something out, but I've also given the option if they'd like to share. And Tressa chose to share what's on her heart, and she's written it down, so listen very carefully.
As I was seeking you, Lord, on what to share tonight, you impressed upon my heart. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health spring forth speedily. And thy righteousness shall go forth before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and the speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own pleasure nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob, Amen. Thy father. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken. Isaiah 58, 8 through 14. He whose heart has responded to the divine touch will be seeking for that which will increase his knowledge of God, and will refine and elevate the character. As a flower turns to the sun that the bright rays may touch it with its tint of beauty, so will the soul turn to the sun of righteousness, that heaven's light may beautify the character with the graces of the character of Christ.
Amen.
The desire of ages, the light of life, penned by Ellen White.
Amen. Let me put it over there. But you can put it, yeah, perfect. If you grab the washcloth with your left hand. Yeah, put it in your left hand. Left hand, yeah. Hold on here.
Okay.
Tressa, with great joy and with anticipation of a future evangelist right here, We can see that. We are looking forward to that great day when Jesus will receive all your family and all our church family together, and yes, we will celebrate with him. It is with joy that I baptize you tonight in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
There in a nobler, sweeter song, I will sing thy power to save. When this poor lisping, stammering tongue is ransomed from the grave, is ransomed from the grave, is ransomed from the grave. When this poor lisping, stammering tongue is ransomed from the grave.
Amen. Thank you all for coming for this celebration. And I can't resist to make one more call. Brother Jim and I would love to study with you if you have any questions for the future. Is there anybody who would like to be baptized in the near future? If you would like to talk to Brother Jim or myself or any other elder, we would like to schedule another baptism. We will answer your questions. We will study the Word of God together. And I would like to offer a prayer. Actually, I would like to ask Brother Jim to offer a prayer at the conclusion of the baptisms.
Gracious Father, thank you so much for these precious souls that have been added to your remnant church. Lord, there may be others that are seeking you in their heart. Maybe they feel called to make a similar decision, and I pray that your Holy Spirit would continue to work with them. Lord, be with all of us as we seek to follow you more, to be your disciples, and to share your gospel with this world. I pray that you would bless everyone here in this room. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.